You need to know why they're lying to you. That's why I tell people very strongly, we're going to be, of course, having Alex Jones on later this month to talk about his amazing new documentary, Endgame. And, of course, the first half of the documentary, I've seen the preview, I haven't seen the full series yet. It talks about the Rothschilds, the globalists, and what they're doing. They control the very large corporations. They control organizations like the Vatican controlling some of the largest telescopes in the world, NASA, the European Space Administration, Russians, Japanese. They don't want you to know what we're going to tell you today. They don't want you to know that you're being lied to by global warming, that they want to set up global carbon oxide taxes to support the United Nations. The law of the seas isn't just to protect against pirates out there in the oceans. It's to get control of the resources at the bottom of the ocean. It's to get control of the seas. And they don't want you to know about the law of the skies to control all of the troposphere, the atmosphere, but also all of space. They don't want you to know that the people that are really doing this is not even nations, it's corporations that are really satanic Luciferians that have hid the truth from you, that have known for hundreds of years that the perturbations of the planets like Uranus was actually, they were looking for the presence of what we're talking about today. So this is not a new theory. As we move into this, we're going to see a lot more earthquakes, a lot more superstorms, and a lot more warming.
New York Times, January 30th. We're going at least 6 months later. Okay, New York Times, article title, Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X. Okay, this is right on from the New York Times, the biggest newspaper in the United States, so Planet X is admitted by the U.S. government. I'm going to read this article. Quote, something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X.
Yeah, they don't want you to know this. Now, people say, well, I can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. You can do lots of good. You see, our God is God. Okay, I'm a believer, you're a believer. We know that there is nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing that we cannot solve if there's a lot of prayer, intellectual sweat put into it, that we can solve any problem if we, all the nations of the world, come together and deal with it. If we deal with these issues in an honest way, not in a way of drilling underground cities. And what they've done, actually, and I'll repeat this so people will understand, back in the 50s and 60s, you used space-based what's called torsional vortex technology, which is a way of imaging extra-long frequencies through the Earth, and they could actually create these images, and they saw these huge pockmarks, and what they were is that the crust of the Earth actually rotates on the magma shield of the Earth periodically, caused by the movement of these hypergravitational pass-throughs. And it's the thing that forms mountains. People say, well, how do mountains form? Mountains form when a very dense object moves through our solar system and it causes the continents to break up and slide over this magma shield. It pulls up huge chunks of the Earth to form these mountains. Mountain ranges are when they jam together. And these events happen. In fact, mountain forming happens because this has happened many, many times before. It's a common thing. And once we start getting the reality that this is that we're actually entering into another period of rapid change of our climate, rapid change of the geography of the Earth, then we can start preparing for it. It's as simple as that. So what they saw is they could see these magma domes under the crust of the Earth, some of them down as much as a mile and a half to 4 miles or plus down. These are huge. They're anywhere from a mile and a half to around 20 cubic miles in size, and they decided to drill between them and create these giant underground cities. They also used nuclear devices to actually create underground explosions to create domes, artificial ones. Phil Schneider, John Fiala, other scientists that I knew about that were working for NASA and the Department of the Navy, believe it or not, down there drilling. It's not NASA, it's the Department of the Navy that's involved and controls it. They were down there putting these super high-speed tunnels between these different cities and feverishly funding it with illegal drug trade. Now, people say, well, why is there a war on drugs? Well, it's because there's $500 billion every year that goes into the war on drugs just in America in profits. It's washed through these illegal banks. Now, why do we connect all these dots? It's because while they are getting ready for things like the Horizon Project to pull up specific citizens to go in these underground cities for a preservation of some remnant of society, they're not telling us the truth. And they're actually promulgating weaponization of our food, the weaponization with these crazy vaccine schedules, the increase in electromagnetic and other pollutants. And when you start to connect all the dots, you'll understand why what we're telling you today. They're not telling you about the effects in our climate that are going to occur. They're going to affect food, where you can live, where you have to move, and mass migrations. And, of course, whenever that happens, it produces wars. So we'll be back in a moment with John DiNardo and more facts about the real plasma physics of our solar system and our galaxy. We have to be prepared for what's coming because it's going to be a lot different than what you can expect, and you could even have in the northern hemispheres with increased rainfall, as Robert Felix has said, you could have an ice age in the far north. At the same time, you could have an increase in the temperate and warmer zones of the Earth and major shifts in the populations of the planet caused by this, and they're not telling you a darn thing because they want to keep you in the dark like mushrooms and manipulate and control you while they plan to kill you with vaccines, weaponized food, every other possible thing, including electro pollution, and they're not doing a thing to tell you the truth about what's going on, but we are. We're going to tell you today. So, John, let's continue with some quotes. We have some remarkable quotes there, please.
Okay. Now we have a flavor for this incoming object that is traveling in from the distant sun toward our sun. And here's solid, irrefutable evidence from the United States government, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Before there was a suppression of all this information by the power elite, we're going back a quarter of a century now. I have in front of me the New York Times, June 19, 1982. I'm going to read you this brief article. I'm quoting now, a pair of American spacecraft may help scientists detect what could be a tenth planet or a giant object billions of miles away, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration said Thursday. Scientists at the space agency's Ames Research Center said the two spacecraft, Pioneers 10 and 11, which are already farther into space than any other man-made objects, might add to knowledge of a mysterious object believed to be beyond the solar system's outermost known planets. The space agency said that persistent irregularities in the orbits of Uranus and Neptune suggest some kind of mystery object is really there, with its distance depending on what it is. If the mystery object is a new planet, it may lie 5 billion miles beyond the outer orbital ring of known planets, the space agency said. If it is a dark star type of object, it may be 50 billion miles beyond the known planets.